Chapter 31, Job. Now we want to tell you about a good man whose name was Job. He was an upright man who feared God and departed from evil. He had 7 sons and 3 daughters, and was very rich, with thousands of sheep and camels and oxen and asses. He was the greatest of all the men in the East in those days. When his sons were grown up, and they used to meet in each other's houses on certain days, perhaps it was on their birthdays, they invited their sisters as well, so as to eat and drink together. But their good father Job would always rise up early in the morning and offer burnt offerings to God, in case they had thought evil things against him. Although Job was such a good man, it did not mean that he was free from trouble. No, God often lets trouble come on his people to try them, and Satan is a wicked enemy to them and will bring evil when he can. He wanted to do this with Job, so as to try to make him speak evil against God. God let Satan try, but he could not do more than he was allowed to do. Yet you will see what a great deal of trouble he brought on poor Job. All his oxen and asses, his sheep and camels, and then all his children were taken away from him one after the other. He had hardly heard about one trouble before another came, and Job was left with none but his wife. Yet in all this he did not sin or speak evil against God. Then Satan wanted to try again, and God allowed him to send an illness upon Job, so that he was covered all over with sore boils. Satan also stirred up Job's wife to try to make him curse God, but Job was kept from it, and did not sin against God with his lips. He said that God could justly send evil upon him as well as good, and bore it all patiently. So Satan was put to shame. Job had 3 friends, and they heard of his great troubles and came to try and comfort him. But when they came, they saw that his grief was so great that none of them spoke to him for 7 days and 7 nights. Yet when they did speak, they showed they did not understand God's dealings with his servant Job. Instead of comforting him, they only added to his distress, because they thought he must have done something very wrong to have such great troubles come upon him. They did not understand that God had allowed the troubles to come to try Job. But there was a young man there whose name was Elihu. And when the 3 older friends had finished speaking to Job, Elihu opened his mouth to speak. Of course, the unkindness of Job's friends had stirred up Job's spirit, so that he said many hasty things against them, and even against God also. Elihu did not excuse Job for this, but showed him how just God was in all he had done, and how great he was in all his works. Job listened patiently to all Elihu had to say, and did not make any reply. Then God came himself to speak to Job and showed him how great he is. He asked Job where he was when the earth and the seas were made, and whether he could do all the mighty works which God has done. When Job's friends spoke to him, he could answer them in the same way. But when the Lord came and spoke to Job, he had to put his hand on his mouth, and all he could say was, "I am vile," and he would repent in dust and ashes. God is very great and holy, And when he comes to show people what they are, they see how little they are, and yet how sinful and wicked. So Job believed that God was good and right in all that he had done, and God accepted him and blessed him with 7 more sons and 3 more daughters in the place of those he had lost. He also gave Job 2x as many cattle as he had before, and all his brothers and sisters came and gave him money and gold and comforted him. So after Job had been tried and was patient under it all, God blessed him very much, and he died in a good old age. But God was angry with Job's 3 friends, because they had spoken against Job and did not understand the ways of God. So Job had to make a burnt offering for them, and he prayed for them, although they had been so unkind. In this way, Job was made a pattern of patience under afflictions and trials, and God showed how pitiful he is and tender in mercy to his people in all their troubles. You know there is a book of Job in the Bible, which will tell you all about his wonderful life. Then if you look in the 14th chapter of Ezekiel, you will find he is spoken of there just the same as Daniel was. One more text you must find, and that is in the 5th chapter of the Epistle of James, where you will see how the patience of Job and the kindness of God are commended.